Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into something really interesting that popped up on social media, the Royal Heritage Museum in Trongsa, Bhutan.
All right.
And this isn't your typical museum. It's actually inside this amazing old watchtower. It promises to tell, you know, the powerful story of the Wangchuck dynasty. They've guided Bhutan since the early 1900s, and also Bhutanese culture itself. So let's explore that.
Yeah, and what's immediately striking, I think, is the setting. It's not just near Trongsa, it's in the Tadzong, the watchtower.
The Tadzong, right.
And its whole history as a protector, that really frames how you experience the exhibits. It's like the tower itself is guarding the legacy inside.
I can see that. The tower is a guardian. That definitely adds something. But, you know, sometimes these ancient places can feel a bit distant.
Sure.
How do they make the history feel alive, not just stuck behind old walls? And, well, how do you even begin to tell such a big story engagingly?
That's a really good question. They seem to use the architecture itself, guiding you through these galleries that are designed almost like chapters.
Okay.
They're tangible links. It connects you to the place, you know?
Yeah.
Makes the history feel more immediate, less abstract.
Right. Tangible links. And speaking of things that tell a story, the source mentioned the Raven Crown. Calls it the iconic symbol of Bhutanese sovereignty.
Ah, yes, the Raven Crown.
Lots of countries have crowns and jewels, right? But what's special here? What makes this the symbol?
Well, it's more than just royal authority. What's really fascinating is the raven itself. It's not just decoration. It connects directly to Mahakala, who is Bhutan's guardian deity.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it links the monarchy straight to spiritual protection, wisdom, things seen as vital for the country. It becomes this living symbol, not just an old object.
That adds a whole other layer, doesn't it? Makes it much more profound. Something else that caught my eye was the mention of sacred mask dances.
Mm-hmm. The cham dances.
They're described as sacred, but also visually vibrant, with amazing masks and costumes tied to these Chichu festivals.
Right.
How do those two things, sacredness and vibrancy, work together?
Well, these dances, the cham, they aren't performances in the way we might think. They're fundamentally spiritual ceremonies.
Yeah.
The vibrant colors, the intricate masks, they actually embody specific deities, spirits, Buddhist teachings. They're living art, really central to the Chichu festivals.
Yeah, those festivals are.
They're major annual spiritual events, often held right in monastery courtyards. They reinforce community, tradition, and these dances are how centuries of faith and wisdom get passed down. Visually, yes, but spiritually, too.
Sounds incredibly immersive.
Yeah.
The museum also apparently lets you glimpse the personal belongings of Bhutan's kings.
Yes, that's another key part.
Beyond just making them seem more human, what kind of insights can you really get from, say, their personal stuff? Does it show you anything about their leadership?
Oh, absolutely. It definitely humanizes them, but it goes deeper. You might see handwritten notes hinting at policies, or letters revealing challenges they faced, or even gifts they received showing cultural exchanges. It lets you see them not just as rulers, but as individuals making complex choices. You connect with their personal impact, you know?
So seeing the person behind the title, that makes sense. It's that tangible connection again, letting you experience the magic of Bhutan's heritage, as the source puts it.
Exactly.
And for anyone listening who's now thinking about a trip to Trongsa, the museum's open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah, this deep dive really highlights how the museum is this unique window into Bhutan.
Yeah.
You've got the powerful symbols like the crown, the living traditions like the dances. It's all there.
So thinking about this for you, our listener, the museum is in an old watchtower built for protection, for observation. How does that actual place shape how we understand the royal legacy inside? Does a container change the story? Something to think about.
Definitely something to ponder. And if you want to explore more about these treasures and the museum itself, the official website is a great resource. It's https.towerofthrongsa.gov.bt.
We hope this has given you a fascinating glimpse into Bhutan's heritage. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Until next time.